AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and on this Wednesday morning, one-on-one session, I get to focus on OKM and starting us off with the conversation. Well, Mary Lynn Mim, Executive Director for the festival and everything that goes on around OKM. Thank you for coming in this morning. We've got a lot to share with people.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie, for having us. We are super pumped to be here. It's getting really close to our season, and we are getting ready to launch on Friday. It will be our 35th season and festival, so it's pretty exciting to make it 35 years. That's not always an easy thing to do in the music industry. So we are both blessed and just so thrilled to be able to share our lineup with the community on Friday. We hope people will check us out. Our festival this year will run June 8th through the 15th. The traditional concerts will be June 8th through June 14th, but we have a little anniversary surprise party planned for the 15th at Price Tower that we will be sharing more details on Friday. So we're very excited about that. The Price Tower is one of our favorite community partners, and we're very excited to be able to showcase the facility as well as work with them and have the fantastic food that they prepare. And I think everybody will be very pleased with the music selection that will be there too.
Well, I know Chef Nook always enjoys pairings. I hadn't thought about musical pairings. Usually I would say wine pairings or drink pairing of some kind, but why not? I mean, you know, good food, good music always go together. And so you're going to take advantage of that natural relationship.
Absolutely. We are very, we think that it's going to be a really spectacular kind of special evening that our patrons and our guests will really enjoy.
Well, the launch of the annual celebration is always a fun day. People are always excited to see what's coming up and trying to, convince you to, okay, tell me what you're going to do. And it's just, when you it's always fun just to see how you announce it and who's coming and when they're going to come and what they're doing. And I don't care if they're coming all the way from Collinsville or whether they're coming from Paris. The point is, we got out-of-town artists that are coming here to fill our town with music.
Absolutely. And we're doing something a little different this year. Our patrons and guests may recall in years past that we have had launches both at our office, at the fantastic community center. We've had them at Ambler Hall. We've had them out in the street. Last year, we kind of did a street party. This year, we're doing a virtual launch. So you don't even have to leave your home. You don't have to leave your office. You can just tune into our website, tune into our Facebook, Twitter, any of our social media. And I brought Ryan with me to talk a little about, he's our director of marketing, and he's going to
You may have brought him, but he was stuck in traffic, but he's here now.
I didn't physically bring him, but yes, no, Ryan is joining
us. You convinced him to come along, and that's the great thing about it.
I did, and we're really excited to do our virtual launch. We've never done it before, and so we absolutely encourage people to tune in. And we will be having games, we'll be doing some trivia, some photo opportunities for folks to come by. We'll be giving out swag, we'll be having concert ticket drawings as a result of some of our games. And then we'll have some surprise Bartlesvillians that may make an appearance during our virtual party, as well as some former Bartlesvillians who may have something special in store for us as well. But also on Friday, I've also brought my other really good friend and community partner, Val Callahan, from the Community Center, because we are really excited not only to be back at the Community Center this year, where our very good friends take amazing care of us. They'll also be handling our ticket sales, so people will be able to call in, go to one shop stop to buy all the tickets for the season. But on Friday, we also have something very special going on around the community center, and I brought Val to talk about that.
Well, good morning. I can't think of what it would be. It would be some kind of groundbreaking. Hi, Val. How is it going?
I'm good. So, if you've been out and about in the community, you may have noticed that the city has already started work on the sewer, kind of fixing the sewer, storm sewer, and then they're going to be redoing the storm drain from Adams all the way to the river. So,
and for those that maybe don't keep up with things as much as Val does, that particular sewer project, actually part of the last bond issue, it was one of those things that, of course, the funds, because it's a sales tax-driven issue, it's kind of a do-it-as-you-can-pay-for-it sort of thing. And this just happens to work that, first of all, it gets done now at the same time that we're launching the new green project.
It's just like the perfect storm. It just made sense to do it all at once and only tear everything up. Out, you know, one time. But the exciting part is that we're going to have a groundbreaking ceremony the Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma, Mr. Matt Pinnell, is coming. Mm-hmm. And he's going to give an address after we're welcomed by Mayor Copeland. And then we also have...
And Maria gets to MC the whole thing.
Maria's MCing the whole thing, as she does so well. And then we have another a couple other guests that are... we have one from the Oklahoma Arts Council, mm-hmm. The director, Amber Sharples, yep. that will be here. And that's huge because have her and Matt pairing together are just pretty amazing. Because Bartlesville is such an arts-driven community. It drives our tourism. It drives, you know, just the quality of living in Bartlesville.
And, so, and then you held Morris for the end, you know.
We have,
great actor and poet, you know. And,
yes. Yeah. We're going to have a very nice treat from Morris McCorvey. He's going to be sharing some poetry with us. So incorporating the artists, we have some artists who have planned a lot of artistic events in Bartlesville for the last 35 years. We have some folks that are patrons of the arts. And then, of course, all of the presenting arts groups like OKM Music and the Symphony and the Ballet and Children's Musical Theater. All of those folks are going to come out and help us celebrate the groundbreaking of the Tower Center at Unity Square. So we're super excited.
Yeah, marvelous idea. And to get all the different arts organizations, the art organizations that participate and give us reasons to walk in the front door of the community center or in the, sometimes even celebrate out in the parking lot and just to say, we got a great place here. We got this other thing over called the Price Tower all next door that we get to build a just a visual, a functional pathway between the two and celebrate it all together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the timing, you know, the timing is perfect. Things are already torn up. So sometimes you go to a groundbreaking and you've got the shovel and you've got the hard hat. And it's like, why are we wearing a hard hat? Nothing's happening. Well, this will give reason for people to wear hard hats because they'll actually see the dozers in the background and the dirt being, you know, they're going to stop work during this event. But it'll be real. So we're excited about it. 11:30 this Friday. March the 29th.
It's going to be an exciting event and something that the community has been talking about really for weeks. When are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? Mm-hmm. And when are they going to get started? Because, well, let's break some ground.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes you go to an event, groundbreaking, and, okay, they turn over the strictly ceremonial shovel of dirt, and then it's weeks or even months before you actually see the project underway. And we're already a mess. Let's make it. Let's get the thing done.
You yes, know. We're definitely going to get our hands dirty this week.
Well, and that's not going to impede activities at the community center. You're still going to program, try to work through the mess, but you're going to continue to program as if things are normal outside almost.
Yes, we will. And let me just give a great shout out to Terry Lawrenson with the city and the rest of the city staff. They have been amazing. Just sending out the street sweeper every week to keep the portion of our parking lot that is intact nice and clean for our events and roping off everything so that everyone stays safe. And the patrons just for being patient with us.
It didn't seem to bother the symphony crowd Saturday night at all.
Not at all. Yep. The show must go on.
Yeah. And it does. Let's see. Broadway is over for the season, but you're working on next year, right? No.
We've got two more shows.
Okay.
Yep. The April 20th and then May the 5th.
Tickets are still available.
Oh, yes. Yeah. When you get your OKM Music tickets and your season tickets for OKM Music, you can pick up a ticket for Finding Neverland or for Something Rotten. So there's all kinds of fun things to do.
And then you're already working on next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yet to be announced.
You're still. I start working on that usually in fact, I've already started working on 2021. So, yeah, we work way ahead.
We will look forward to see what you bring us because that's one thing that it's always nice. They come in, they set up, they give a great show, and they're out of there and nothing flat.
Yep. It's awesome. We love it.
Hosting OKM, that's what we just associated the community center and the musicians for years, and we took a break for a little bit, but it's nice to have everybody back inside the halls of the community center.
We are thrilled. We're so excited. So I think, you know, the little that we do know about their lineup, because it's an exciting secret, but I think the little that we do know promises to be a very very great season. So we're looking forward to smiling at you and selling you lots of tickets.
And that's how the tickets will be available. I mean, I have no doubt that with a virtual opening, they will continue to sell tickets online as well. But we can still walk in the front door and look at the seating chart or however the venue is going to be set up and say, that's where I want my ticket.
Exactly. Yep. You can walk in, you can call, or you can go online 24/7. So lots of options for purchasing tickets.
Okay. Just as an aside, we're still inviting people to, of course, come down to the cooking extravaganza Tuesday night. Be part of what's going on at the community center.
Yep. We're ready for that, too.
Yeah. Mary Lynn, this has got to be fun. Getting all the announcements together, I don't care if it's an in-person, virtual, or just all of a sudden turning on the website with all the information. That's a lot of work to put everything together and get it right.
As Val said, you work on these things 2-3 years out, and it takes a lot of effort by everyone on the staff. It takes a lot of effort on the agents on the other side, the managers, everyone involved. It's a coordinated effort, and we are just so thrilled to be able to do this again, to be able to go back to the community center, where I'll give a shout out to Lisa, who takes fantastic care of us with all of the planning and the use of the facility. Val, who makes everything run smoothly, no matter if things are going smoothly or not. She always remains calm and makes sure that we're all taken care of. Ashley's fantastic up front. We're really excited to work with Katie this year on ticket sales. Phil always makes us smile. And Bill is just ornery, but we love working with Bill on production and behind the scenes. So we are very glad to be back with our friends. And we know that they will make sure that our festival runs as smoothly as possible. The artists that I've been in contact with who have not been to the community center, I have always explained to them that they're in for a real treat. The acoustics are fantastic. The facility is fantastic. The staff is fantastic. And so we have many artists that are very excited to come to Bartlesville for the first time and check out the community center, check out Price Tower. We've told them about the wonderful food at Price Tower, and so many of them have opted to stay there as well. So we think the season's going to be really superb as far as music quality, and we think it's going to be a very eclectic mix, something a little bit for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're doing a great job in our community partners. I will give a shout out also to Bartlesville High School. We will be having a couple of concerts there as well. So we always try to showcase additional facilities. So as well as Ambler Hall, Price Tower, Community Center, of course, beloved Willow Rock, Sooner Park. So some of the traditional places we'll be back at, and we can't wait to announce it on Friday.
Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun. And what time does the announcement take place? And, I mean, obviously I want to make sure people get sent to your website. We finally get to hear from you.
We finally get to, yes. Caught my breath. The entire festival is going to be going live in terms of us announcing at 1 p.m. because we don't want to conflict with the groundbreaking ceremony. So we want to make sure that that's the focus in the morning. But at 1 p.m., if you are on our Facebook, on our Instagram, Twitter, as well as our website, we'll be announcing the full lineup. And like Mary Lynn said, we have partnered with a YouTube influencer who is from Bartlesville. We're not going to give any names just yet.
Okay.
But they'll be doing a video and they're going to be announcing it. So it's going to be a lot different this year, but it's going to be really cool. It's going to be exciting to kind of reach a different demographic in terms of the millennial generation.
Well, so. I think it's something we've come to expect of OKM. It's always going to be unique. It's going to be interesting. Definitely. It's going to be fun, but the music will always be outstanding.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And again, if you're not following us on our social media, again, we do have an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook. And if you're not getting our email blast, if you go online to okmmusic.org, if you scroll down, I think it's at the bottom, it says get our newsletter. You just put in your email address and you're on our mailing list, so you'll be able to get all of our e-blasts that we'll be sending out. Again, on Friday, we'll be sending out information literally all day, so you can get information on all the artists that we're bringing this year. So
I think you've talked about that in a previous engagement, where you're kind of going to get us something, a reminder, maybe a new tidbit, something on a regular basis. I'm not sure. I don't want to compare it to Chinese water torture and drip on us all the time, but it's something new each week from OKM.
Definitely, and as we get closer to the festival, it literally will be a weekly just. Check your email. You'll be getting updates regularly from us. So, again, if you're not subscribed, go to our website and just put in your email. It's really simple.
You're going to get some great stuff.
You will, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for all of the work and planning. And I can tell just from looking at the expressions on your face that, you know, you're really excited. Let's get this
thing
going.
We really are. Oh, my gosh. It's hard keeping my mouth shut and not telling people who we're bringing this year. So.
Well, I will not impede you. Not that I expect, but I understand you want to save it for the announcement.
Yes, definitely. And that all happens on Friday.
Well, that's great. So, again, first of all, help break some ground on you know, Friday at 11:30. Be there. Be sure and welcome our out-of-town dignitaries from to Lieutenant Governor all the way through the Arts Council, and say hi to Maria while you're at it. And then, you know, have a snack, a bite, a lunch, whatever you're going to do, and then be online at 1.
Definitely.
That's what a great deal. Val, this is going to be fun deal.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Well, you know, just, and again, I without letting too many cats out of the bag, and both, I guess, Mary Lynn and Val, you can talk about putting a season together. You mentioned the contracts that have to be signed, the work with the agents, with the companies that manage the artists that are coming. It's a process, and whether it's negotiations or whether they say, this is my price, take it or leave it, I care, but not that much. The point is, it's a lot of work and a lot of details have to be ironed out.
It is a lot of work, but it's something that's very exciting, and it's very exciting for Bartlesville to get to experience. I mean, think about the artists that have come in the past and the artists that will come forward, and even with the Broadway series, the Bartlesville Symphony. I mean, what an amazing town to be able to showcase this fantastic music art program for the entire community. That's really something that's unique, I think, mm-hmm. in a town of this size. And the quality of both the Performing Arts Center with the community center and the atmosphere, but also just the quality of musicians that come in. It's really funny when I talk to a lot of the agents, they'll ask me what the stage size is, or they're kind of worried that maybe it's going to be Podunk or what. And I'm like, no, we have Broadway shows there. This is a class act facility. I show them pictures. I send them all the specs. And they're like, wow, this is really cool. So I think I've never had an artist in all of the years I've been involved with this, volunteering and then chairman, that just wasn't impressed by not only the community of Bartlesville, the kind nature of the folks who live here, but also just the art district, the art community itself. They've really taken to it, and they really enjoy coming back. And that's why we get a lot of repeat artists.
Yeah, I don't care what concert, what event we're talking about, for decades, you will always, or nearly always, it seems, hear one of the artists comment of, you know, they ate in a local restaurant, or what happened at the hotel they happen to be staying at. And maybe it's a joke from the stage. Maybe they actually went. The point is, they're talking about our town from the stage. It's fun.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, no, absolutely. When Monroe would come, we didn't even need to ask what they wanted to eat. We knew exactly what they wanted. They had specials that they liked from Painted Horse and from Frank and Lola's. And so every season we knew we were going to go get their grilled salmon salads and their other dishes that they really enjoyed. And so, you know, artists really do become part of the Bartlesville community and family. And that's what's so unique about this. And so, yeah, even though it takes a lot of effort to plan it, we're certainly happy to be able to do it. And we're excited to share it on Friday. Friday is a great day for Bartlesville.
It is going to be a great day for Bartlesville, and looking forward to all the events. And so, you know, make sure you clear your schedule from, let's say, 10:30 on, so that you can be downtown for the groundbreaking. I'll mention Congressman Hearn also has some office hours things going on throughout the day as well. OKM announcing there's got to be four or five other things going on. Friday is just a busy day in Bartlesville.
It is, but that's exciting, and that's good news for us.
It is. Yeah, you mentioned some of the other venues around town. It's not the first time that you've used the high school for different things. The stage, basically, they took the dimensions of the community center stage and mirrored it as close as they could. Again, another good auditorium as far as the sound. The sight lines are great. And then Walla Rock, for many people, for years, that Friday night concert was the festival. You know, they just, that's what they identified the festival with, and sometimes even would say, oh, you mean there's more going on?
We find that a lot. I think, especially since we've expanded our genres, it's kind of funny how people focus on maybe what they're interested in, and they don't think about the picture the whole week, or you have a lot of families who are traveling. So we often get a lot of guests who will come to something and go, oh, I didn't realize there were other things going on too. I had just found this one artist that I wanted to come to, but now I'm going to come to other concerts. So that's why we have ticket sales beginning April 1st after 5 p.m., and they will go through every show and be sold every day. And so that's where why Katie is fantastic, and our team that will be helping Katie sell those tickets, we're ready to go whenever someone wants to buy them.
you continue your music education series as well, and I don't know how much you want to talk about this today, but I know in the past we've made sure that we realize that there is that continuing mission, building new musicians, building people that just have a good interest in all varieties of music and are willing to open their ears to maybe something they hadn't heard before and enjoy a new experience.
We definitely have covered the genre bases without giving anything away for our launch. We have multiple different types of music performances and acts coming in. We also make sure when we're signing those contracts, the first question I always ask, are you willing to do community education? And that may be for youth, that may be for adults, that may be for our seniors as well. And so we want artists that want to give back as well and share their experiences and educate. And so we will be taking several of our performing artists and groups to various both senior centers, Boys and Girls Club, and inviting the youth to come and sort of have their own private concert as well as get to do Q&As with these artists. And we're really excited about that. When we did that last year, it was fantastic to watch these children just absolutely light up to Sons of Serendip playing Katy Perry, and these little guys could just not sit still. And their faces were beaming. You could see that it really inspired several of them. And then the feedback we got later was that we had 5 new budding musicians out of a couple hundred that were absolutely going to be musicians when they grew up. Well, and so that's what you want to see. That's why we do this.
Well, and I have no doubt that by now, at least a few of them have picked up an instrument or decided to, you know, sing, whether it's a solo in church or next to mom and dad when they play the piano or whatever it happens to be. The point is they're moving forward with that musical experience.
Well, I mean, when these musicians take the time to sort of tell their life story and how they started playing violin at age 5, or maybe they started playing guitar at age 3 and they played in their, you know, church, like you said, church band, or they played with the family, or they played at Christmas for grandma and grandpa. It's fantastic to see that development and see a child's face go, oh, if they could do that, I can do that. And to really become inspired to learn more about music. And that's why OKM is also very passionate about the Salvation Army Conservatory that we help partner with, so that we can get musical instruments into the hand of our youth so they can experiment with it. They can see what it sounds like. They get to touch it, feel it, play it, not just watch it. But then they also get to hear professionals make the correct sounds with it and be inspired to, you know, continue to progress in their own learning.
Yeah. As a storyteller, that's got to give Ryan a lot of story to tell.
True.
And you know, I somewhat envy you because of the different platforms you're on now, but still you get to take some pictures, you get to probably get some comments, whether it's you're simply transcribing what they say or certainly maybe on a video interview with some of the artists. You're going to be busy on social media this year.
Oh my gosh, I am. I'm already building my timeline for the festival. I'm getting overwhelmed, but it is very exciting. I love being able to see the stats for every single post that we put, being able to see the target that we reached just here in Bartlesville, but you can also track people all over the state, even around the country, who are viewing our posts on Facebook. So social media, again, it's changed, but it's so important for any organization to be able to get the word out and to be able to share events like the Salvation Army Conservatory or other artists on Facebook. So,
yeah, well, and I'm sure the secondary shares and the retweets.
Oh, it's overwhelming. It really is. Sometimes I'm like, I can't look at this post anymore because it just keeps going and going and going. But that's the beauty of social media.
Well, and of a good story.
Definitely.
And I know that the stories that you've already been able to tell, and what I just extrapolating, because I don't know anything more than what we've already talked about on the air. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I know the types of stories based on what I think you're doing that you're going to be able to reach, you know, the world literally out of Bartlesville.
Definitely. And one thing I do want to bring forward, Marilyn was talking about our education. We do have 2 scholarships that we are giving away. And one of the scholarships, it is for our high school students wanting to pursue music education and higher education, and that deadline is April 1st. And so if you do go on our Facebook, I do have the link there, but you can also go to our website and go to our scholarship page you just simply download the application and then just get it to the OKM Music office. And again, that deadline is April 1st for high school students.
That would be Sunday.
Is that Monday? No, yeah, Monday.
Yeah, I just stopped and think, that's okay, 31 days in March. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so Monday is the deadline. That means you need to download it, act on whatever it says that you have to fill in the blanks or write or however it is you have to get the information. Monday is the deadline. You can't get the money if you don't apply.
Exactly, and it's a pretty easy application, but it is for $1,000. So for any high school student wanting to pursue music in college, this is a great opportunity to, I mean.
Any field of music is strictly a music-related education in some way?
In general, yes. Yeah. It's a music-based scholarship.
So. Performance or education or composition or any of those areas?
Yeah, definitely. Just correct. All under the music umbrella.
So. And yeah, I mean, well, and trust me, having been there, you're going to get all of it anyway.
You will. You know. Yes, you will.
But it's all under the umbrella of OKM, and that means that it's the donors, it's the patrons, it's the volunteers that after you and your board and Val have done all that you have already done and will be doing between now and June, that makes it all possible. That I mean, it's the ticket sales, but it's also the season ticket sales. It's the donors, it's the people that say, I've got 8 hours that I can give you over the course of the week. How can you use me as a volunteer?
Absolutely. Since we were here last, I think Rose and I were here last, and then Ryan and I were here the time before, we've already had probably, I don't know, 20, maybe 20 plus new volunteers contact the office. And so again, we just invite people to get involved, make this part of your summer schedule, and help us make the OKM Music Festival fantastic, be a part of something that you're passionate about. There are so many opportunities from the children's programming to the showcase events that Grace is in charge of, Grace Farmer. Mm-hmm. Rose Hammerschmidt does all of our children's programming, to the main stage programs that I help coordinate. We have so much opportunity because it takes a lot of manpower to unload things, to get things set up, to greet people, to make sure that we're working with all of the different places in town to promote tourism. And so by doing all that, it does take a lot of manpower.
Well, based on just some of the hints that you gave me before we went on the air, I think people are going to be excited about some of the new relationships with some of the artists that I think you're going to be announcing on Friday.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that'll be fun this year, I've sort of added in getting ensconced with social media. Ryan's training me well.
Good for him.
Now, not only do I say...
Finish me off, too.
I say, not only do you do music education, but would you be willing to give a shout out and let people meet you, know who you are, know who your group is, know what you guys do and that you're coming. And so I think you'll be seeing a lot of shout outs from our artists that are coming in advance. And so we're always very excited about that. I think people really like to hear stories. They like to connect with the artists. And this just gives them a chance to not only see them on YouTube maybe performing, but it gets to give them a little personal insight into their personality and learn something about them. So we're excited to be able to present that this season as well.
Well, I would be willing to expect that once your announcement is made at 1 o'clock on Friday, that we're going to see a lot of activities on those individuals, whoever they may be, on their websites, on their Facebook page, on their Twitter handles, if you're announcing those as well. And people are going to be investigating these people. I assume a name or two or three or four may be very familiar, but probably a few names that maybe we haven't looked at yet.
Absolutely. And that's the exciting part about it, is discovering new musicians and promoting them. Sometimes you maybe don't know about an artist. I know last year when we had Katie Mahon, we had several guests who had seen her before and actually knew her. Mm-hmm. And then we had many guests and patrons who had never seen or heard of her, but fell in love with her once they were able to attend the concert. So it's definitely something that's what it's all about. It's bringing back friends, bringing in new acts, bringing in different kind of genres. And so that's what OKM Music is all about.
It sure is. That's why we named it an Orchestra of Friends, or using the Italian word amici. Anyway, it's the Bartlesville Community Center, starting it off Friday at 11:30, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. So be there for the groundbreaking, and then take a little bit of time and celebrate the groundbreaking. Go online at 1 and go to your favorite platform to get all the information on OKM. Volunteer. Buy your tickets and enjoy coming up in June.
Absolutely, and come see us.
All right, that's one-on-one with OKM. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.